Hello, beautiful, and welcome to day 9 of Shine From Within. Let's talk about money, honey. This is the week that we will be busting through our money blocks, those beliefs, conditions, programs that keep us from either allowing money to come to us or allowing money to stay with us, allowing ourselves to have money. This is the week all about money. This was actually one of the most difficult lessons that I had to learn. Because for me, you know, here's the thing. If you have financial struggles, often what needs to change goes far beyond getting a higher paying job. There are usually deeper issues involved, like your beliefs about money, about worthiness, work being work, and sometimes even past lives that are running the show. It may be connected to your issues of responsibility, discipline, handling rejection, what others think, programming and conditioning, etc., etc. It's funny because when your money problems begin to heal, other areas may be affected and rise to the surface for healing as well. And that is why we are starting with money. I had several past lives where it was not safe for me to have money. I had wealth. Wealth beyond my wildest dreams. And because others were jealous of this wealth or wanted it, it was, you know, in one lifetime taken from me and I was imprisoned where I died. I've seen that past life, by the way. Other times it brought attention to myself and my cause, which because others were hurt that were connected with me, not because of me, but that were just connected with me, whether they be adult or children at the time in these past lives, I carried forth the vibration that it was my fault. Thus, bringing in the vibration of money is bad or wealth is bad. So I'm giving you examples of my own things that came up as I healed my own money issues in the hopes that you just know that this can be, you know, from lifetimes ago. And it doesn't mean we have to go back and see all these lifetimes, because this whole ascension process moving into 5D, which we are in the middle of right now, that is doing it for us, okay? We are shifting into 5D, fifth dimensional beings, and all of the past stuff is just being cleansed from us, even if we may not realize it at the moment. And whenever you listen to this program, if you listen to this to the automated program after we've run it through it the first time, wherever you are right now listening to this message, know that you can begin to release any of your money issues right now. Okay, so as these third dimensional beings with this ego, these humans that we are, we have forgotten a few things. We've actually, you know, whatever we've heard ever since the day we were born, whether money is tight or we watched our family struggle or we watched our family, you know, family members give everything away because that's what we're supposed to do, or that it's, you know, we heard things like it's selfish to want things and that goes against God or God's teaching, because that's a lot of what I heard. Not necessarily from my parents in those words, but from the society I was raised in. So we've forgotten things that, like, that money is energy. Money is vibration just like everything else. It's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. But somehow we've started to put those stories with it. Even judging someone who has money as being good or bad, or good versus evil. That right there, you understand, can start that block to wealth. Money does not change who someone is, okay? Money enhances who they are. So more money just allows that being, that soul, to do more with whatever it is they do with more money. So we're going to begin to uncover what our rules are about money. You know, just like the basics of your day to day. What do I need from day to day? What makes me tick? This is now going to be money. What are your money stories? And included in those stories, you definitely want to tap into, do I use any of these phrases like, I can't afford it? Or it's always something. You know, we have something that breaks down or something goes wrong. We're like, it's always something. In other words, it's always something taking my money, right? So we got to catch the things that run through our minds, those immediate responses that are just conditions. We've just said them for so long, it's just an automatic thing. Like, that's too expensive. I can't afford it. Again, it's like, if you can imagine, it's like putting the energy out to God. This, if you go outside and just look, God is unlimited. This is just one little inky dinky planet. Yet I'm going to say this is too expensive or I can't afford it, putting limits on what God can do for me. God, universe, creator, source, whatever you call it. So what are your common phrases? And if you can't think of them now, that's fine because they'll come up as you move through this course. And you have to catch yourself. Number one, you catch yourself and you realize, whoa, that's what I've been saying. All right? That's what I've been saying. So instead of, so we're reframing everything, right? So on, you're going to have one page. I'm going to call it list A. This is the old story. This is your old story, the one you're letting go of. What's my old story? Because as you're going to begin writing these down, then you're going to see as we move forward how you've called it in. You have called in your reality. I called in my reality. When I finally got that, I could definitely step out of victimhood and stop blaming anyone or myself or circumstances. I could just say, oh my God, I have all the power to turn this around. And I hope you listened to day eight yesterday about the 12 universal laws, because that taught you right there, you have all of the power. All you have to do is shift your vibration. Isn't that amazing? That's all we need to do. And your ego right now is going to say, that's bullshit. Okay, because your ego's been running the show. And that's why you are where you are. So we're going to shut that down. Again, moving into fifth dimensional beings, this ego is not going to exist any longer. So we might as well give it a boot now, right? Let's amp up this process. Oh, and I do want to let you know that during our live call this next week on Monday evening, we will be doing a past life regression, a group regression where you're going to go back to any and all lifetimes that are connected to your money issues. Okay? And we're going to heal that. We're going to heal that shit once and for all. If you're listening to this automated, you're going to also have that live recording. So no worries, you didn't miss a thing. You will be going through it as well. Okay, so let's talk about more things that could be creating lack in your life. I already said I can't afford it. I've made so many mistakes in the past with money. So if we think we've made mistakes, that is another way that we can block money. Now, I've put a lot of money out, a lot of money out for a lot of different programs, for assistance, for you name it. But instead of me saying that didn't turn out like I thought it would, or feeling that I made a mistake with money, I ask my higher self, myself, what did I learn from that? Well, I learned so much. Sometimes I heard a coach one time that was, I'm trying to think, I think it was $8,000 for 8 weeks. And I knew on the first call, this was not going to be what I thought it was. And I literally started crying on the call with the coach staring at me on the screen. But what it taught me, so I immediately went into woe is me. I just spent all this money, and this girl is not what I thought I was signing up to be with. Like, I felt her live Facebook video was not did not portray what her program was, because once I started, I'm like, wait a minute, she didn't talk about this on that live. I didn't know I was getting into this, because it actually went against my belief system. So I cried and I continued through the program. Sometimes I'd cancel calls with her. I did learn some things from her, but the biggest lesson was that I was already an amazing coach and I didn't need to learn how to be a better coach from anyone else. That's what I was trying to do. That was priceless. So I didn't make a mistake paying 8 grand for that. It was the best lesson. I received so much validation that I was ready to be a coach for others, and that's what I did. And then I started my coaching business where I would take people on one-on-one. Because what that coach taught me and what universe brought her to me was to show me, you are fucking amazing. Own it. So, any mistakes you think you made in the past, let's just let that shit go, because there was something you were there to learn, and perhaps you didn't get it yet, and maybe you'll have your aha moment now that, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't a mistake. I was supposed to learn this. I was speaking with someone one day that she'd been hiding debt from her husband. I mean, I talked to several people that this happens for, and she felt that her money block was that she was keeping it a secret from him. And I said, oh my, that would totally make sense. If you feel that that's a block, then that's what you need to do. You need to come forth and tell him about this. So she got back to me and we talked again. And she said, it was the best thing I ever did. It actually strengthened our marriage. We were kind of feeling at sorts with one another, but it's because I had this big secret I was hiding. And he was like, honey, we're going to do this together. It's not a big deal. So we create the blocks, right? Sometimes because we expect the reaction to be different than what it is, what it actually is going to be. All right, so other lack, other ways to create lack, a lack mindset, if you will. We need to cut back. Okay, so all of these that you're going to write down that sound, oh yeah, shit, I use that one, just write it down. Because we're going to reframe, we're putting on then the next page, remember? We're going to put on what you want to be saying now. I look for the best sales. You know, that is fun sometimes. That is fun. But I don't only hold out for sales. The funny thing is, I just went and I was looking for, I think I was going to look at a wallet. I can't remember why I went to Macy's a few months back. I think it was for a wallet. And I noticed this 20% sign on top of a brand of bags that I had never purchased before. It's not that I didn't have the money, but like one bag was $400, and then that was for like a shoulder bag, and then there was a purse that I like. I don't know if they call them a purse anymore, but they're beautifully made. I've always loved the line, and I have bought some smaller pieces from the line, but not ever these big bags, like $400 for one. So it had this coupon on top, says 20% off. This is again also being in the flow, being in the vortex. This is what happens, okay? What I'm going to tell you. Well, it was on top of the brand, of course, that I love, and I thought, well, that's crazy. That never goes, it's never on sale, ever, because they're such top sellers. So I was looking through it, and then another woman stepped up, and I was like, oh my God, can you believe these are on sale? And she said, no, because I love this brand and they're never on sale. So I picked through all of them and I found a couple of them that oh, I said 20%. I apologize. I'm wrong. It was 50% off. That's what it was. That's right. It was 50% off because I was just remembering what I paid. So I found two that I loved, and I went up to the cashier. And I said, look, I have been looking at the rack over there with this line, and there's a 50% sale on top, sitting on top. And it was actually one on top and I think one on another shelf. She's like, oh goodness, I don't know that those are on sale. So she walked over there with me and I showed her where it was, and the other woman was still looking. And you know, I said, well, there's the sign there, and there's this other one here. And she goes, wow, okay, well. And she just said, it's on there, so I'm going to, I don't, she goes, I don't know that it's correct, that I think it was put there accidentally by someone who, and she said, but I'm going to honor it. So just choose whatever you want and bring it up. So I got two bags. I paid 200 for each. It would have been 800. That's the kind of thing. Like, I just went looking for a wallet. I didn't wait till there was a sale. I just went, well, because this line that I usually that I love and don't spend that much on, I'm like, well, hell yeah, I'm getting two bags now. So that's what I'm talking about when you get in this vortex of just allowing it. Money comes in many ways. That's one of my favorite affirmations to use. Money comes in many ways. Just like that private jet I just got to take my parents to Kansas instead of driving them in an RV. So there was a private jet provided. My hotel room was provided the entire week. My meals, everything was provided. My parents did not pay for this. Everything was given to me at this massive gift. I got to drink whatever I wanted, eat whatever I wanted. So again, because I understand all of my abundance, money, wealth, whatever, doesn't have to come from my classes, my courses, from me. Well, I'm not doing readings right now, but from anything I do with my work, it doesn't have to come from that. Because when you step into that, money is just the universe sending you job well done. Just that message, job well done. And let's step away from what job means. It doesn't mean you worked your ass off, so we're going to give you this. No. Job well done of shifting your energy into allowing us to bring you this really amazing stuff in whichever manner we choose to. So let's see. Okay, any kind of envy, jealousy, towards a resentment towards someone else who is having success or the money's coming in, or you think, gosh, I'm from the same town and look at them, and it's this victimhood thing again. Reframe it to, I celebrate you because you did it. I know I can too. I celebrate you. And imagine dancing, doing the happy dance with them and getting in that vibe as they're in. Any kind of judgment of how someone should spend their money or do whatever you think they should do with their money. Block, block, block. That will cause a block. It's none of your business what anyone else does with their money. So you must call in abundance without creating a vibration of lack. And I use abundance and money and wealth. This is just the terms I'm using right now. We're just going to use them, we're going to intertwine them. You can learn to command it, not to demand it. Like, demanding is a victimhood place to be in vibration, and commanding is knowing that it is already yours. You are here to have it all, and you can have it all. So let's start journaling our limiting beliefs about money. This is one page of your paper, one page of your notebook, or two or three, however many pages it takes. But we want your reframing on another list, okay? So even if you put two pieces of paper side by side, all right, here's my belief about money, we never have enough, okay? Then over on your reframing page, maybe you call it page B or one and two or A and B. My now statements. My now statements. You already done your now statements for your basics day-to-day living. Your now statements. I am so grateful that now I have all the money I could ever need. Now that one will do. You can even switch it up. I am so grateful that now I have so much abundance and wealth and money that I get to pick and choose what I want to do with it. I am grateful that now I have so much money, wealth, abundance, that I get to go travel all over the world. I get to donate to whatever charities I wish to, if I even wish to do that. Like, I'm just giving you ideas. You want to use the now, okay? And I saw someone's journal, I loved it. On the Facebook group, they use different colored pens, and I love that because I love to journal that way myself. Different colored pens, and then they had now in capital letters. And she even said that it felt so much more powerful with that now statement. I am so grateful now that I have complete financial freedom. I am so grateful now that money just comes in magical ways every single day. I am so grateful now that I understand the universal laws and that my vibration right now matches wealth, abundance, massive amounts of money. Doesn't that feel powerful? I am so grateful now to be free of debt forever. I am so grateful now to be the lender, not the borrower. I hope you're getting my drift. Reframing. We're just reframing. That's all you need to do. Reframe. So get your old stories. Is money hard to come by? You know those, how we all grew up, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and all the stuff. So get your journal, page A or one, whether you're doing A and B or one and two, my fucked up money stories. Let's just call it what it is. What are my fucked up money stories? What feels better then on page two or B, however you're choosing? Do it. And tomorrow, we'll take the next step. The light in me sees the light in you. Namaste.